Dating is all about building trust, and when you're dating in the middle of a pandemic, that trust is more important than ever. DCist Rachel Curzius spoke with local single people about how they're approaching romance as winter gets closer.
Matchmaker Michelle Jacoby says fall typically isn't one of her busier seasons, but this year is different.
People have been home alone for months, and we're going into the colder weather. Dating's going to get complicated.
Among people who are looking for romance, this is cuffing season, when singles look for a warm body for the colder months and a partner to bring home for the holidays. For those who celebrate it, the window to find someone for cuffing season is closing quickly. Most suggestions for safe pandemic first dates involve being outside, a walk, or meeting in the park. That gets tougher as the temperature drops.
Going and sitting at a coffee shop with a number of other people surrounding me is not necessarily in the cards right now.
Brandon Baton is a 45-year-old project manager in DC. He got a kidney transplant last year and takes immunosuppressants. So even before the spread of coronavirus, he avoided crowds. Now he's even more careful about meeting people.
I don't mean to be morbid, but it could be a death sentence. I mean, it really could. You could get sick and you can get sick and die.
Baton says he's been meeting potential romantic partners through dating apps. While virtual dates have become increasingly popular, those interactions can lose steam.
Inevitably, there comes a point where you both want to meet, or at least try to meet or figure out how. And I'm in that particular position of going like, well, I really can't meet you. And not only can I not meet you at this particular time, the concept of being intimate on any level is also like, well, I really have to get to know you a little bit better before anything happens.
If you're going to risk seeing another person in person, there are hurdles to clear. And Jacoby, the matchmaker, says she's noticed a change in what her clients want.
People are dating in a more relationship-minded way. And they're not dating three people at a time the way they used to. And they're really looking to focus on one person. And I like that. They're taking more time to get to know each other.
Dating can also be more difficult the older you get. Laura Stassi is the host of WAMU podcast Dating While Gray. She says it's even more fraught now.
There's that thought that we might not have a lot of time left. And it would be really lovely to spend time with a romantic partner. And we're being robbed of that opportunity in many ways.
That's not to say it's hopeless. Stassi says there are people who have found their special someone during the health crisis.
I did also talk to a woman who, she did a speed dating event, and she has met the love of her life. And they, I know, they are engaged.
But in general, even if you can find a way to connect, the entire dynamic of dating has changed, and not all for the worse. All the things that used to take a few dates to figure out are now easier to spot. If a match tells you they don't believe in wearing a mask, well, that tells you something. And people told us they felt more comfortable drawing boundaries and being clear about what they're looking for. For some, though, this is such a depressing time that the idea of putting themselves out there feels too daunting. If people do decide to go on dates, either virtual or in person, Jacoby has some advice.
If you are feeling that you can enjoy dating and be positive, then definitely get out on a date, but get off the subject of the pandemic and don't even go to politics, please.
Finding another topic of conversation might be tough. Asking, what do you do, can be a minefield with so many layoffs. Even questions like, how are you, or what did you do this weekend, feel loaded. Whatever you say, make sure to enunciate. It can be hard to hear through a mask. For WAMU, I'm Rachel Curzius.